Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Larry the Cable Guy, Josh Wolf, Augie Smith, all checking in today. And you can get that in the podcast. TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We'll have the annual Passover conversation with Lewis Black tomorrow.
Yep.
We'd like to get together every Passover. Some high holy holidays.
Yeah.
We'll be celebrating this week. In our backyards.
Yeah. The remainder of the 52 players that had the 94-year-old Honor Blackman pussy galore in the Deadpool include but are not limited to Snot Bubble. Some goofball in a hat gets a hit.
Hang on a second here.
Some goofball in a hat.
There you go.
Tain't Dead Yet gets a hit, as does The Goose Is on the Table.
Now the goose is on the table.
Oh. Three holes, no waiting. We haven't heard that one in a while.
Hang on. I got to bring Collie in here. For that.
I forgot about that one. I didn't notice that one was coming up.
Hopefully she's sitting at her house now just missing us. And
oh, yeah.
She was real good friends with the Vic Henley, so I'm sure she's having a bad day, man.
Exactly.
But this will pick it up for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will make her day a lot better.
This will make Colleen's day much better.
Three holes, no waiting. Three holes, no waiting.
But thankfully, I'll have time.
There probably
to,
is no waiting nowadays, too.
Right. Later today, I'm going to finish up putting the wheels on my cross.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I'll drag it across town as soon as I can find my Jesus Nikes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Eric Erickson on Twitter? He put up this picture. And he's like, oh, these kids at my kid's school were selling these crosses for $20 a piece. And he's like, I added the lights. He put lights all over this cross, so it just looks like he's got like a burning cross in his front yard.
Lights on it like Christmas
tree? Yeah, okay. I lit it up. Like, no, do not light the cross up.
That's funny.
Till Death Do We Part gets a hit, as does Todd's Itchy Trigger Finger.
Yeah.
Two Genders, One Jesus.
Shit, damn right.
Gets a hit.
There's only one penis.
I think there's some dude wearing that t-shirt today.
Yeah, there is.
As does Tyler's New Deli Rat Ass.
Yep.
West Side Pastry Maker gets a hit. As does What Happened and Yeet That Skeet.
All right. No leaderboard change, huh?
No leaderboard change at all. Same leaders as we had before, whoever that was.
Yep.
And no one had legendary Detroit Tiger Al Kaline.
No, they didn't.
No, they did, man.
No, they didn't. The NFL experimented with replay review of pass interference calls and non-calls last year. That experiment likely is over.
Good.
It will almost certainly not be extended, according to Judy Batista of NFL Media.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan either. I thought
it just dragged the game out.
I mean, I realize you want to get it right, but even then, they really didn't overrule a lot of those. They really didn't.
No, it was like 5% or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it didn't make a difference.
Yeah.
And most of the time, you'd see it and you go, oh, well, that's going to get overturned. And then they go, nah.
Nope.
We'll stick with what
we call
it.
Put it in there because, the obvious one was in the NFC Championship game the year before that to mess it up for the Saints. But you're right. Anything, even that. Probably wouldn't have been. They probably wouldn't have overturned it.
Well, they said clear and obvious.
Yeah.
And then the announcers would look at it and go, well, that's clear and obvious. Yeah. And we would look at it at home and go, that's clear and obvious. Yep. And they go, nope, that's not clear and obvious.
They're afraid to overrule their guys, you know? I didn't get it.
Clear and obvious is not that clear and obvious.
Apparently not. Cleet, what are you going to do about it?
Just some Chiefs account had put up a horrible call from that AFC Championship game where it was just like a pass interference where they like touched Brady, and I was like, that was a horrible call. Yeah. It was Cleet that popped up, he's like,
it is Cleet.
Oh, I was like, man.
That's Cleet in that game, I know. Oh, that was Cleet in that game. Yeah. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. Yeah. Cleet couldn't see the angle on it.
Yeah.
Dana White tells TMZ Sports.
What are you going to say about that, Cleet?
You're right. He's like,
see your boy,
looked like it from here.
See your boy messed up again.
Well, it's got to be tough for the refs, too, because you're seeing it from your vantage point. Right. And then when they replay it, they've got 40 different angles.
That's it.
Dana White tells TMZ Sports he's this close to closing a deal to host UFC fights on a private island where he would fly in fighters on private planes.
And then I assume they would have to fly
test everybody, right?
Back home, would they test everybody?
Oh, yeah. For sure. He says he's planning on moving the octagon to an island. The deal for Fight Island not quite done yet, but it's very close.
Again, this seems like a waste of tests we don't have.
Right.
He says every person involved in the fights, from production staff to fighters, will be screened thoroughly by a medical team before they will be allowed into the venue. Safety is the highest priority.
Safety was the highest priority, they wouldn't be doing it.
They wouldn't be fighting.
He also addressed Joe Rogan. We talked the other day where Joe Rogan said that, hey, if the UFC is going to be doing fights, that Joe Rogan will not be participating.
Right.
Dana White says that's horse hockey. Joe Rogan will be participating.
Now, it sounds like making money is of the highest priority.
I love that they're making everything safe for two guys to beat the hell out of each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, listen, the sport's the sport. We get it. I see it. I'm not a big fan.
They are going to be having an event or two before the private island, including one scheduled now for the 18th of April, UFC 249.
That's still on?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Where's that?
I don't know.
Everything's safe. Now kill each other.
Top secret. Location.
Ah.
Well, no, these people have to train for these fights, too.
Right.
So you'd have to make sure your sparring partner doesn't have any symptoms.
Exactly right. Well, there's not a lot of men's in that sport, so who knows.
And Andrew Marchand of the New York Post reports that three networks are chasing Drew Brees. He's going to be playing one last season at least.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. ESPN, Fox, NBC want him when he's done.
Okay. He'd be a good analyst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's articulate. He's a bright guy.
He speaks his mind.
Well-spoken. And you got that quarterback perspective. Mm. That seems to be, Romo's got it. Aikman's got it.
Right now they're thinking that he'll start at about $6.5 million annually. You know, not near the Tony Romo package, but Tony Romo was only getting three at first.
You had somebody at Tony Romo package.
Yeah,
right
well,
there.
Then you gotta earn your way to answer in the Corona hotline.
Yeah, but
you do.
That's when you make the big money.
$6.5 million to start's not a bad place.
No, it isn't.
You know, I mean, I know it's not the 30 he's been making as a quarterback, but
I'm sure he saved some of that.
A little safer.
Well, he and his wife just donated a ton of money to relief efforts with this pandemic.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
In New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it was like $1 million, like $5 million. It was like millions of dollars.
I just read this morning the rumor was that the ESPN was considering moving Herb Street and Fowler to Monday Night Football.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if they can't get anybody else. Keep in mind, Booger and Joe have not been told that they're not doing it.
Well, if they're negotiating around just in front of their face, they
are.
I know exactly.
But they haven't been told that they're not doing it because they can't get anybody yet.
Yeah, we can't wait to get you out of here.
Peyton turned them down. They didn't trade for Al.
That's pretty rough. You're sitting around waiting while the other guy's getting you off of your job.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not fired until we find somebody that wants the job.
Yeah. No, we're keeping you around if we absolutely have to.
Yeah.
And I thought Fowler was, kind of intending to lay low a little more. That's why he's not on.
Well, he does just play-by-play.
Right. He doesn't do the game day anymore.
No, he does.
He does the Saturday night prime time.
He does tennis. Yeah. He does tennis. He's a huge tennis guy.
But I'm sure. If they're going to ask him to do Monday Night Football, they'd probably offer him a hell of a bump.
Oh, they both
pay,
have more money.
And he would go, yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Japanese officials fear that dozens of sex workers may be infected with and spreading the coronavirus in Tokyo's red light district.
Ooh.
Japan News reports that an explosion in apparent cases currently overwhelming local hospitals has been linked to the adult entertainment area.
Hand sanitizer is lube, I'm telling you,
man. Yeah, this may be more than hand sanitizer that we're looking at here.
No, don't use most hand cases, sanitizer as lube.
Most cases are said to be among female sex workers and male customers, though officials say escorts are not being cooperative in identifying possible contact infections. The local mayor has advised people to avoid the 300 sex clubs in the district, which are normally visited by 30,000 people each day.
Man, little Asian girls too. Man, it's hot.
They say that Japanese nightlife in general.
I drifted. Don't do that.
Becoming
until they're
a problem
clean again.
In the fight against the pandemic.
Oh, I thought the whole world was trying to shut that down.
Yeah,
they may be. Oh, but that was a story specifically about Japan.
The pandemic. Yeah.
Like you have the disease. Ah, it's just syphilis. It's fine.
Well, you'd rather catch it this way than wouldn't you rather catch corona having sex than somebody actually running by you and spitting on you?
Yeah, that's way more fun than the grocery picking it up at the grocery store.
Might as well bang a hot Asian chick. I don't want anybody to get it, by the way. We're obviously joking here.
But if you're going to.
Yes.
Mm, right.
Better than just somebody sneezing on you at a grocery store. You might as well bang, you know.
You're picking up some store brand mac and cheese and he's banging a Chinese hooker. He wins. You both get it, but he wins.
He does win.
But he doesn't have any mac and cheese.
No.
It's store brand.
That's a good point.
Though. It's store brand. It's not even that good.
Good point.
No, it's not.
Most states have some form of lockdown in effect. Other states have focused on laws ensuring greater funding or guaranteeing that the treatment is covered by insurance. At Wallet Hub, they did a list of the states with the most aggressive measures in limiting virus exposure.
What were they?
So, the top state, of course, you know, in limiting exposure, of course, is New York. All right. They're all over that. Being number one, they've had to, you know, get all over it now. At number 30, I believe, is Kansas. At 32 is Missouri. At 36 is Iowa. 38, North Dakota. Let's see, 46, Arkansas. And then it goes Wyoming. Alabama at 48. They threw D.C. in here as well because there's 51. At 49, it's Nebraska.
Hey, Pete. Hear that, Pete? You listening? Also, Debbie, whatever your name is. Is your name Debbie Reynolds? Who's the governor of Iowa?
Kim, I believe.
Kim, whatever. You listening?
No, obviously not.
Nope.
So the last three, Nebraska, South Dakota, Oklahoma.
That's pathetic.
Yeah.
In the states with the most aggressive measures in limiting virus exposure.
What's higher ranked than the football team?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, that's probably about the same. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's only 51 here. There's over 100 odd.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Yeah, so it's all relative.
Yeah, so keep kissing your daddy's ass there. Well, daddy, by the way, Trump. Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. What a dumbass he is.
Does it have anything to do with his daddy's business?
No, it has something to do with kissing Trump's leaving? Ass. Kissing Trump's ass is what it's about.
Yeah, you don't want. Yeah, you don't want somebody calling you. You don't want Trump calling your name,
especially since his brother's,
oh, no.
his brother's
on the
in,
Twitter.
His brother's in charge of getting Trump reelected.
Gross.
So, although Ricketts does these press conferences in our state that are pretty well done, he's measured, but then he's just speaking crap because he ain't doing this. And by the way, 50—that's bad, right?
Well, no, we're 49.
Oh,
49.
Yeah.
We're 49. Right. South right. Dakota is 50, yeah, and then Oklahoma at 51.
They're clueless.
Right.
So South Dakota.
Kissing the ass of a guy who just hammered his family a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They all just
yeah, but he's not the only one to do that.
They all do it, yeah. But once again, he's risking the lives of people under his his watch. And yeah, prove me wrong on that. He's not, because that's 50th. That's a nonpartisan thing, right?
I think
that's
so.
That's a doctor
wallet
thing.
Hub, yeah.
Yeah, it's a doctor thing.
It's Rick. See, like, he started off strong with like closing down the schools
he
and
did.
Everything. And
he
now
did start out strong.
You just have to keep taking measures.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Now, they have been defended. People say that they're shutting everything down without saying it's a lockdown. And other people are
they're
saying,
not.
No, that's not good enough.
I talked to a lockdown state. I got some more information, and it's not what we're doing.
Now, I don't know about other states, but Virginia's Alcoholic Beverage Control Authority will allow distilleries to ship liquor directly to customers within the state, subject to a stay-at-home order. So, in Virginia, at least, I don't know about other states, the spirits you can just have delivered directly to your door.
How about directly to my throat?
Bat stuck to the tape.
I think that could be arranged. Yeah.
You have four volunteers.
Well, I don't want
right
to. I don't want anybody touching it. Anybody touching it.
Just. I'm unable to find a complete report.
Yeah.
Of all 50 states and how the liquor industry is affected.
Right.
Because what's the deal in Pennsylvania now? Have they reopened?
Yeah,
the liquor stores.
You guys, as much as I know, people started sharing that story with me after we found out they'd closed their actual state stores, which features hard liquor. Somebody said they were opening some of them now.
I thought there was.
Well, they also were, what they were, I saw they were busting people at the state line from going into other states to buy alcohol that have it somewhere back east.
Oh, somebody yeah. make a run yeah. to Maryland.
Right, right, right.
They
I think it might have been Jersey and the Delaware, maybe they were stopped. I forget where it was. I saw the story, and somebody's stopping somebody from two states back there because one is closing down the actual liquor, and one is saying, so they're coming and just going right across the border.
Oh, there's at least one state who's stopping everybody coming in and saying 14 days, you're quarantined.
Right, right. I think it's Delaware.
Yeah. No, Texas as well, maybe.
Oh, Texas is okay.
Or nearby.
But everything's crazy.
But golf if you got them here. Play basketball.
Yeah, hang out with your friends.
Hang out.
Marinda Carfrae is one of these triathlete people.
Overachievers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Marinda is also one of these triathletes that's adapting to new virtual competition.
Oh, yeah. Just complete workout freaks got to be hating this.
Oh, they get on their Peloton and they get on their treadmill.
Or whatever, yeah. She was competing in a Facebook broadcast.
I don't know how you do virtual swimming.
Yeah, bathtub.
Yeah, you just
in the tub.
Move your arms.
She was competing in a Facebook broadcast Ironman VR virtual reality pro challenge. She was cruising along in second place when her husband and fellow triathlete tripped on a power cord and disconnected her from the race.
Yeah. Well, she really wasn't winning. It was still virtual winning.
Yeah.
I mean,
she was
really
in second place.
I know.
She did not finish the race.
I love that story. I love that story.
That's what you do when you're mad at your kids.
Right.
Yeah. Just go unplug the video game. They unplugged her video game. And she lost.
Sorry.
Larry the Cable Guy, Josh Wolf, and Augie Smith all phone the program. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Hang on a second. Rip to our buddy there, Vic Henley, man. We lost our buddy Vic Henley. And funny guy, great guy. Going to miss you, bud. We'll see you tomorrow. Lewis Black's phoning, right?
Cable Guy's stand-up special, by the way, is Remain Seated. Right. Streaming video today, digital audio coming on Friday, and Josh Wolf has Studio 71's Facebook Watch show. called Josh Wolf's Wonderful World of Weird. It launched on Monday.
Well, remain seated because your husband's just going to pull the cord anyway. You're going to lose, right?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.